Sport on RTE Radio 1.
This live coverage of the Irish Open Golf on RTE2 television and the RTE player. But before you switch over, Oisin and Greg will bring you all the latest.
Yes, thanks Gavin. Good morning. And as you mentioned, the Amgen Irish Open round two is underway at Royal County Down. And as you say, Greg Allen is there for us. Greg, Rory McIlroy already on the field this morning.
Yeah, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are well underway, and for McIlroy, a real chance to improve his position went to begging on his first hole, the par 3 10th, where his soaring iron shot dropped to 7 feet from the hole, but the putt was never on line, but it was a tap-in par, and he's also par the second, remains 3 under after two holes. That's 3 off the lead now. Shane Lowry playing just 20 minutes in front of McIlroy. He's birdied his third hole just a few moments ago, so he's now back to level par, and Tom McKibben playing with McIlroy is 3 over after two holes. The other Irish players, like McKibben, with a few birdies to make to be sure of being around for the weekend, are Paddy Carrington on 2 over and Seamus Power on 3 over. They'll both be out this afternoon. But a couple of young Irish players making really good moves here. Conor Purcell, a winner on the European Challenge Tour this season, he's birdied his first hole to go to level par. And 17-year-old Sean Keeling from the Rogenstown Club near Swords in County Dublin, he compiled an extraordinary round yesterday, which finished in near darkness last night on 18, because he holed a 15-foot putt for birdie there on that final hole. A round of 70, 1 under par. The Irish boys international had made 17 straight pars before reaching 18, so he was understandably really pleased.
Happy enough. Had to stay patient on the back nine, waited for my birdie on the last, but yeah, no, I'm happy enough with bogey free around there. Back nine especially, I played some really good golf, gave myself plenty of looks for birdie, and yeah, overall it was just solid, yeah, I'll take it.
17 pars in a row and you finish with a nice 15 footer on the 18th,
yeah,
almost in the dark, yeah, for birdie. It kind of is pretty sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it was lovely, yeah, finishing in the dark. We were just about done, but yeah, no, enjoyed that putt in the last, all right.
Yeah. How do you feel about playing in an Irish Open?
Yeah, it's a dream come true, really. Like, sort of been coming to this tournament probably for the last 6-7 years, and then now to be playing in it, it's amazing, yeah, so...
Half a Swords, half a Rogenstown behind you?
Yeah, I had some good roars there on the when it hauling some putts. So yeah, no, it was great to have the support from friends and family.
You've done something very bold insofar as you've decided not to do your leaving certificate, and you've done the student aptitude test. You've gone to Texas Tech. It's a fantastic US college on scholarship. You've just been there for a few weeks, but you've got the release to play here. How did that happen?
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of too good of an opportunity not to play. I guess the coach understood that, and he had no problem letting me come back and play. So it's not every day you get to play Royal County Down in the Irish Open, so why not enjoy it?
There are a lot of people who won't be surprised that you've shot the round that you've shot out there. They know of your talent. You're obviously very confident.
Yeah, of course I am, yeah. I know what I'm capable of, so I knew I could go out there and shoot a score and try to do the same the next few days.
And your ambitions this week, make the cut first. You're in a pretty good position to do that. You're inside the top 20.
Yeah.
But what are your ambitions this week?
I'd say make the cut and then try get a good run on the weekend. You never know. Why not give myself a chance to win?
Yeah, a name to remember there, Sean Keeling, 1 under par 70, and he is underway at 20 past 9. His round, incidentally, one of just 2 bogey-free rounds out of 156 rounds all day yesterday. And he's 5 shots off the new leader. That's Alejandro Del Rey of Spain, who's eagled the first hole to lead here on by 1 stroke on 6 under par.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks for that, Greg. Elsewhere, Team Europe captain Suzanne Pedersen has decided to leave Leona Maguire out of her opening foursomes for the Solheim Cup. Maguire's absence is certain to get people talking, especially considering the Irish golfer has the best record of Europe's current Solheim Cup roster. However, Maguire's individual form in 2024 hasn't been overly impressive and is likely the main reason she has been excluded. She missed the cut in 3 of her 5 majors, posting a best finish of tied 24th. Now to soccer, and 3 Sports Direct FAI Cup quarterfinals take place this evening. Last year's beaten finalists Bohemians are away to UCD. At Lizzie Wullen, Athlone Town take on Premier Division side Drogheda United, former Town striker France Piero looking to cause an upset there, and Wexford are up against Treaty United. Back to the league fixtures, and Dundalk can move off the bottom of the Premier Division with a win tonight away to Waterford, and Shamrock Rovers will be looking to get back into the top four with a win at home to Sligo Rovers. And then in the First Division, newly crowned champions Cork City are away to Kerry FC, and Finn Harps will be just a point off the playoffs if they manage to beat Longford Town. Also one game over in the English Championship, with Sheffield United away to Hull City at 8 p.m. Now to Athletics, and Rashida Adeleke will bring the curtain down on a fine season at tonight's Diamond League finale in Brussels. She'll go in the women's 400 metres just after 7 p.m. Irish time. And Michael Agui will lead the Irish tennis team, which takes on Tunisia in the Davis Cup today and tomorrow. Agui made a big impression with his performances against Austria and Limerick earlier this year, and so for this World Group 2 tie he is named along with Oscar Ohushin and Conor Gannon, who also played against Austria, with Amar Elamine and Freddie Murray competing in the Irish lineup. The winners of the tie will earn a place in the World Group 1 playoffs, which take place next February. Now looking ahead to a busy weekend of rugby, Emer Considine and Amy Lee Murphy Crowe will win their first international cap since 2022 after they were named in the Ireland team for Saturday's 150th anniversary test against Australia at Ravenhill. Ireland head coach Scott Beamont has also named two uncapped players in the team, with Sevens player Vicky Elms-Kinlan named on the right wing and Leinster lock Ruth Campbell replacing the injured co-captain Sam Monaghan in the second row. Overall, there are seven changes to the team that started the 15-12 win over Scotland on the final day of the Women's Six Nations back in April. And speaking ahead of tomorrow's match, head coach Scott Beamon says occasions like this are exactly what the team needs.
I think what we want to do is, you know, we're playing at home in a 150 match. It's a big game. It's a big game for Ireland, for the IRFU, and we want to put a performance out there. We base a lot on how people go in training. We've given people an opportunity to compete their way in, and if you look at the centre pairing, for example, so Enya Breen and Aoife Dalton, they've been training hard, training well. They've been putting those performances out in the pros as well. Like, thoroughly deserve their opportunity. Then you look at the bench and some of the sevens girls coming back in, reacclimatising to an environment that they've done brilliantly. Two weeks, and you think they've been here months. And so they're putting their best foot forward. So look, we've only got a certain amount of people we can pick in a squad. There's a young Kate Hefferman. Kate is training brilliantly. She's going to deserve an opportunity before long. And how we can keep building this group, the more competitive it is to get in, the more better performances we can put out there, you know, we'll start to put some winning performances out there, which is kind of what we're after.
Scott Beamon there. Now from rugby to racing, the William Haggis trained Economics is the favourite to win tomorrow's Group 1 Royal Bahrain Irish Champion Stakes at Leopardstown on day one of the Irish Champions Festival. His jockey Tom Marquand is really looking forward to the race.
You can't help but get excited by him. Obviously, like you say, they're so hard to come by, and to come by one, but to keep them right and get them into a big day like this is even tougher again. So it's important as a jockey to find good horses. It's looking like I found one again, so I'm sort of rubbing my hands and really, really looking forward to it, because it's obviously going to be a tough race. It always is every year, and that's the sort of thing that gets your blood pumping. People want to see good horses, and when a horse does what he did at York in the Dante, catches people's eye, and people want to follow those sort of horses down their career path.
And finally, there's racing in Ballinrobe today, with the first of an 8-race card off at 3:25.